This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Kyiv said on Saturday Moscow had reinforced its troops around Severodonetsk and attempted to cut off Ukraine's access to the industrial city, the focus of a Russian offensive to take the eastern Donbas region. The governor of Luhansk province said Russian forces were blowing up bridges across the Seversky-Donetsk River to prevent Ukraine bringing in military reinforcements and delivering aid to civilians in Severodonetsk. Since being driven back from the capital Kyiv, Russia has launched a massive assault in Luhansk and Donetsk, two provinces that make up the eastern Donbas region. For both sides, the fighting in the east in recent weeks has been one of the deadliest phases of the war, with Ukraine saying it is losing 60 to 100 soldiers every day. Tens of thousands have died, millions have been uprooted from their homes, and the global economy has been disrupted in a war that marked its 100th day on Friday. Ukrainian officials are counting on advanced missile systems recently pledged by the United States and Britain to swing the war in their favor, and Ukrainian troops have already begun training on them. Moscow has said the Western weapons will pour fuel on the fire, but will not change the course of what it calls a special military operation to disarm Ukraine and rid it of dangerous nationalists. The war has had a devastating impact on the global economy, especially for poor food importing countries. Ukraine is one of the world's leading sources of grain and cooking oil, but those supplies were largely cut off by Russia's closure of its Black Sea ports, with more than 20 million tons of grain stuck in silos. Russian President Vladimir Putin denied on Friday that Moscow was preventing Ukrainian ports from exporting the grain. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has sent a message of congratulations to Queen Elizabeth, the reclusive state's foreign ministry said, as Britain celebrates her platinum jubilee. Friday marked the second of 4 days of pomp, parties, and parades to celebrate the 96-year-old monarch's record-breaking 70 years on the throne. Kim said in a message dated June 2nd, I extend my congratulations to you and your people on the occasion of the National Day of your country. Britain and North Korea established diplomatic relations in 2000. North Korea is one of the few countries that the Queen, who is also head of state of 14 other nations, has never visited during her long reign. She has, however, paid a state visit to South Korea. Saudi Arabia on Saturday welcomed its first batch of Hajj pilgrims since before the coronavirus pandemic, which prompted authorities to sharply restrict the annual ritual. The group from Indonesia landed in the city of Medina and was set to travel south to the holy city of Mecca in the coming weeks to prepare for the Hajj next month, state media reported. The country's Hajj ministry told state-run TV that flights would continue from Malaysia and India and that they are fully prepared to accommodate guests from outside the kingdom. One of the five pillars of Islam, the Hajj must be undertaken by all Muslims who have the means at least once in their lives, usually one of the world's largest religious gatherings. About 2.5 million people participated in 2019. But after the onset of the pandemic in 2020, Saudi authorities announced they would only let 1,000 pilgrims take part. In April, the kingdom announced it would permit 1 million Muslims from inside and outside the country to participate in this year's Hajj, which will take place in July. North Korea reported some 79,100 more people with fever symptoms and one additional death amid its first confirmed coronavirus outbreak, state media KCNA said Saturday. The reclusive country has been waging a battle against an unprecedented COVID-19 wave since declaring a state of emergency and imposing a nationwide lockdown last month, fueling concerns over a lack of vaccines and medical and food supplies. And China will launch a spacecraft on Sunday carrying three astronauts to the core module of the unfinished Chinese space station, where they will work and live for 6 months as construction enters advanced stages. For more on these and other stories making international news today, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.